okay, you mentioned the issue of credits, you know, at the end of the video. So I had, you know, I hadn't really thought about that, because usually I just feel like I try to make the videos sort of in a way where the people in Taiwan, it's not easy for them to find out how I'm you know, getting these done. And, you know, I don't want them going around and asking a lot of questions, you know, on how did Richard do this or who did this, you know. I sort of always like to feel, you know, it kind of makes it more mysterious. And then they can do a lot of imaginative thinking about how this video came to be or something. It, you know, it seems more of a surprise for them. But, I mean, I guess you're right. Usually, I mean, in terms of the voiceover people, in the other videos I've made, I don't put in those names or anything. The editor of, you know, I mean, I suppose that's an idea, but in the past I haven't, you know, the producer, I haven't done that. So I don't know. Do you have a nickname or something you use? Would that be possible? Like I say, I try to be kind of secretive about this. And I mean, in terms of the footage we got from all these so-called publicly available sources, I mean, if that's the case, then I don't really see the need to, give credits or anything there. So, but in this file, credits, Jurist 1 credits, you know, if you want to put something, these are the sponsors. So, you know, you could put sponsors, maybe you could put that underlined, depending on the format of how you're doing this. And I have the Taiwan Status Action Coalition. I have the TWUSA Democracy Association. So those are two sponsors for the, you know, for the production of these videos. So see what you think about that. I mean, I've sort of tried to explain, you know, what I'm doing here. Okay, thank you.